When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Miles Away listener, it's your host, Zach Honig. We want to hear your feedback about the show. What kinds of topics do you want to hear more of or less of? Who would you love to hear me interview? And what destination should we cover? Do you have a favorite episode so far? We really want to get your feedback, so please go to thepointsguy.com/podcast. Again, thepointsguy.com/podcast to learn more. And please let me know by May 1st. Thanks and safe travels. Welcome to today's episode of Miles Away. We are sitting down with Sam Rosen, TPG's social media editor. Welcome, Sam.
Thanks so much for having me.
Movie god, Danielle Vito, our social media producer. Welcome, Danielle.
Hey, excited to be here.
Funny that we have the social media team here. Our topic is how to travel using the power of social media. I'm going to start with a bit of an anecdote, I guess. How I travel generally now is I spend a lot of time researching destinations at first, and then hotels. So I will look in. Obviously, we do a lot of hotel reviews, and I spend time reading reviews on other blogs, on TripAdvisor, all over Google. But I don't really focus much effort on activities and restaurants. And so that's really where social media platforms come into play. So once you're on the ground, if I'm looking for somewhere to dine, I might pull up TripAdvisor, my TripAdvisor app, sometimes Foursquare, which got some chuckles from the social media team before. But what platforms do people use? Or what do you guys use when you travel to find hotspots?
Yeah, I personally use Instagram as a search engine almost. The first thing I do is whenever I know where I'm traveling to, whatever destination, I'll type in that destination and just start following a bunch of accounts, like, for example, Bali. I type in Bali and you'll see the top accounts that pop up are like life in Bali or living Bali or Bali, whatever. And I follow these accounts and then, you know, you can actually go about your day and not even proactively be planning, but you're going to get to your feed just suggestions on where to go by what they're posting.
Are these kind of aggregators? Do they pull in?
Yeah. So
posts from visitors and locals, things
like that? Yeah, exactly. So I would say pretty much every destination is going to have its own Instagram, whether it's the tourism board or just people that love this place and created, a themed Instagram based on Bali or wherever you're going. So I follow these accounts. And then what I do, which I don't think a lot of people take advantage of, and I think it's a great tool on Instagram, is the save feature. Do you guys use it?
It's like a little flag, kind of, right?
Yeah. So on the right-hand side under the photo is this little bookmarky tab-looking thing. If you click on it, it'll just save the picture. But if you hold it down, you can create a folder.
So, I did not know that.
Yeah. So if you hold it down, you can create a folder. And what I'll do, if I know I'm thinking of or I have plans to travel somewhere, I'll create a folder for that destination. So I actually have, like, folders and folders of destinations, whether they're ones that I'm going to or ones that I'm planning on going to eventually. So, when I plan on actually going there, I can just open this folder and I have a curated by picture list of things to do,
perfect.
Places to see.
You not only know where to go, but like what to eat when you go to a restaurant.
What I like to do is, besides just following these Instagrams, I like to look at the geotags. For example, in Paris, I'll type in Eiffel Tower. And you're going to see the general pictures you always see of the Eiffel Tower, but you're also going to see people just tagging it because it's in the background and they're out to dinner somewhere and you see a restaurant that has a great view of the Eiffel Tower. Basically, you can geotag a restaurant and even though it's not tagging Paris per se, it will come up under the Paris geotag.
Oh, based on your GPS location.
And I'm a very visual person, so yep. I find that super helpful for me.
Mm-hmm. Sam, how did you use social media on your trip to New Orleans?
I did kind of 50-50 where it was like a lot of my favorite restaurants that I went to while I was in college. But then there were a few that like had opened up after I graduated and I wasn't living there anymore. For example, this one spot called Turkey and the Wolf that I kept seeing come up on Instagram and on Eater and all the food sites of like, this is the best sandwich in the universe. You have to go. So obviously I went. As far as just like during my general travels, I was in Hawaii about a month ago for work. I was on the inaugural Southwest flight from Oakland to Honolulu. When I found out it was going, my first reaction was, okay, I need to figure out where I'm going to eat. So I went on to Google. I usually check The Infatuation. They're my absolute favorite for finding out restaurants.
Which is kind of a food blog, but all over the world now?
Yeah, they have guides for different cities, and then they also have like different restaurant reviews. Basically, they help you figure out where you want to eat for mm-hmm. anything. And then I went on Eater. They do this cool thing. It's I believe it's the 38 best in any city. So they round that up. So I kind of look for that as opposed to going on social media, mm-hmm. going on Instagram. Okay. Just kind of a different route.
So there's a few different ways to accomplish this.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
And then also, like, going off what Sam said, when I look up accounts, another big thing I do is look up, like, foodie accounts in those cities, because all cities have, like, foodie accounts designated to them. So that's another really good one.
How do you find them?
Just type in New Orleans food, and you can just find, it comes up. Yeah. I don't know. Instagram's a great place.
Some people that I know actually run an account called NOLA Food Gals.
Okay.
So...
So do you then purge your account after you take a trip?
Yes. Or? Oh, my God, I do. So it's because it's sad because you're not there anymore. And I don't want to see a reminder of the things I didn't, you know, I can't go back. I'm not going back. So, yeah, I actually just unfollowed a ton of the Bali accounts that I was following because I don't want to see them because I'm upset.
So you've both been at TBG for a bit now, a few years in some cases. What would you say was your favorite trip? And do you remember, you know... And it can be before TBG, I guess. But your favorite trip that you booked, let's say, with Points and Miles, you know, how did you use social media to make that trip even better?
Hard question. I think my favorite trip that was for work was when I went to Hong Kong and I got to fly Cathay Pacific first class, which was like the coolest thing that has ever and will ever happen to me. Like, my life is all downhill. but we booked it using 70,000 Alaska miles.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Quite a deal.
Yes,
okay.
Which is the equivalent of about $1,200, $1,400 mm-hmm. for like a $16,000 flight. Like, when people are like, how do you know when to use points and, you know, or miles versus cash? That is when.
Did you look up pictures of first class on Instagram before?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously
I saw your
reviews.
Instagram. I looked on TPG reviews. Like, I knew what it looked like and I knew what the city looked like. As far as like Hong Kong, I was there for like 3 days. It was a really quick turnaround, but I was using the Hong Kong geotag to search like different restaurants. I had researched like a bunch of the different places on Google that I knew I wanted to go see. And then I was on Instagram, like making sure that like those were the places that people go to and, you know, they take pictures of that are still culturally relevant. And I really wanted to like get a taste for the city.
So if you're thinking about just getting into using social media to plan trips, is that what you'd recommend? Start with Google, and what search terms might you use? Like Hong Kong best dumplings or?
So, yeah, I think it depends what you're searching for. I think as far as food, I would search for like best restaurants in any city. I don't really go off TripAdvisor and I don't really go off Yelp because I think that those are people that either have something really good to say or something really bad to say. And I want something that
and there's
is
a lot of gaming too.
Totally. Right? Like it's I don't trust it. So I'll kind of like look at the different restaurants that are listed and then I'll go on their Instagrams. I'll either go to the geotag or that their own account. And then I'll look at the different, you know, food or activity, whatever it is. So that I can get a little bit more of a sense of it. So I definitely did that for my Hong Kong trip.
Did you find that you ended up eating the prettiest things you could find rather than...
No, that's a really good question. And I'm like, I go for the ones that like, A, look really good. And B, like, you know, if the caption on the Instagram was best dumplings I've ever had or something like that, like that kind of counts a lot for me.
So Danielle, how about for Bali? I'm just going to go out on a limb from looking at your pictures and say Bali is one of your best trips. But you tell me.
It was, but it's not the one I was going to say. But I actually would say my favorite trip, my best points redemption would be for my honeymoon when I went to French Polynesia. This was when I first really started getting into points and miles. And, you know, what better time to do that than when you're planning for a wedding. So you're spending a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
I had signed up for cards. My husband signed up for cards. So we had a ton of points. So I paid for the Intercontinental, the Lasso Spa, which I know
that's the nicer one.
You didn't go to. You went to the other one.
I know. I visited for the day, though. I went to Moana.
I know. You
were
like bitter about it.
Sometimes we rough it a little bit.
But yeah, what a rough life. so I paid for that through like a travel agency because I still didn't know what I was doing. So I paid for that on my card, and then I used me paying for that to get all the points for sign-up bonuses. So I was able to use points for Moorea, Tahiti, and I also stayed in L.A. and San Francisco on each end of the trip. Stayed all on points.
Now, did you research each of these hotels on social
yes.
media?
Yeah, for sure. I use TripAdvisor a lot, but I also like to see what I'm getting myself into besides the pictures that people post on TripAdvisor, because the people that post on Instagram are a little, you know, just better photographers. I was sold when I saw the coffee table that just, like, looked down straight to the water.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like,
okay. The glass bottom floors.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that sold me on the Lasso Spa.
Do you even look at pictures on a hotel website now? Or
I do, but it's just like a much more realistic, you know, representation on Instagram.
This might be a good opportunity to talk about influencers, perhaps. I want to know, like, what makes an influencer? And, I mean, is it the number of followers? And, you know, what goes into some of those pictures that we see?
Yeah, I have some influencer friends. I'm friends with the Blonde Abroad. She has like 500,000 followers. I went to South Africa with her on this like retreat that she runs, which was really fun. Basically, what I like in an influencer is someone who's like very genuine, not going to sugarcoat everything, because when it comes down to it, travel is never perfect. Yeah. Everyone has hiccups, you know? So I like when people are really relatable, rather than being like, here I am and my life is perfect and amazing.
Yeah, here's my tent on the side of a cliff.
Yeah, like, I like to, you know, see their tent on the side of the cliff and be like, I fell down the cliff and I screwed my legs.
That would be me.
And yeah, I just find that more relatable, and like, I find that more fun to watch, and you can relate to it a lot more.
Yeah,
I was going to say something similar. Like, I think the biggest thing for me is trust, especially with the landscape of social media now, and it's so easy to just post a pretty picture and call it a day. But like, you want to know that the person that you're, you know, looking at is actually telling you the truth, and that, you know, they're not promoting anything that they wouldn't buy themselves or going anywhere that they wouldn't do themselves. I admittedly follow more of like brands than actual influencers. I think that there's very few influencers that I genuinely trust. I really like Lindsay Silberman. I like Jira. She's like a New York City fitness, health, lifestyle influencer. Does a decent amount of travel too. So I think I'm more of looking for like real people than opposed to just someone that's like, here's a cool picture of me like living my best life.
Right.
You know,
right.
There's always something behind the picture. Don't believe everything you see on Instagram.
Oh yeah. Well, going off of that, when I was in Bali, there's this beautiful spot that I've seen on Instagram and I knew I had to go
there. Are there rice paddies involved?
No. So, I mean, yes, that's obviously beautiful and I've been there and that was really great. But there is this one spot, it's called, in English, it translates to the Gates of Heaven. On Instagram, you see the pictures of it. It's these huge, two, like, temple-y-looking gates. And right in front of it is this beautiful, like, calm body of water where the sky reflects into it. And the pictures just look amazing with the clouds reflecting into the water. So when I got there, I see the gates, but I don't see the water. And I realized that there's a man, a local man, that sits in front of the thing and takes pictures for tourists, and he puts a little mirror under the camera phone. It's not really a body of water.
Oh, my God.
It's a mirror. So I put in the caption because, like I said, I like influencers that are transparent and are honest, and I want to say, you know, I had looked so forward to seeing this in real life, and it wasn't what I expected.
Right.
So sometimes you have to remember it. Instagram isn't always what it seems.
Cheers to that.
So I ended up downloading, I forget the name of it, but I downloaded this app because it was on sale, and I'm a
always
sucker for a good
love
sale.
A good sale. Yes. Same.
So it was marked down from $2.99 to $1.99.
That's
what
good.
A steal.
Heck of a deal. Anyway, the way it works is it does an extended exposure. And so even in daylight, and it can just combines all these elements, and the idea is that you get rid of all the people and the cars. Mm. And so you could be at like the Colosseum in Rome, and if you didn't want all the tourists, you know, standing around
that's
in front
amazing.
Of it, it's amazing, but then it's also not realistic
right.
at all.
Yeah. Right. And like, so you're never going to go to the Colosseum in Rome without 5,000 people.
Exactly.
Well, you know what a lot of influencers are doing now is they're taking these shots. I don't know if you've seen them. I follow so many, so I've seen them all the time, but they'll do like a magical place, and then there's it's the perfect time where birds are flying by, and like, they Photoshop birds in. Like, that's a really big
snow.
Thing, actually.
Oh.
The snow is a big thing now, too. They Photoshop, like, snow falling down.
Okay, before we take a break and jump into some points and miles, do you guys have anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I think just also another really good place for especially like women to find travel influence on social media would be in Facebook groups. There's some really great solo female traveler groups, and maybe you'll even see one coming from the Points Guys soon.
Oh, cool. Yeah. A little foreshadowing.
Maybe. There's one called Girls Love Travel. It's actually like a huge, huge group. There's like 700,000 women in that group.
Okay.
And you can, you know, ask questions and basically if whatever question you have, you can probably type in the search bar and find it already answered. But it's really great for people traveling alone because you can see what places are safe, recommendations from a female's perspective. And I think that's really great, especially if you're traveling solo.
Do you follow any blogs as well? I mean, I feel like there's a lot of
opportunity. So I actually use Pinterest a lot because everything that's on there mostly is written by a lot of female bloggers, actually, because 80% of Pinterest users are female. So I actually like the blogs because they're much more personal than just reading like a website's guide to something. Mm-hmm. Like this is like much more like, here's what I did and how I did it. And I like that because I can like kind of tweak it to what I would like to do. And it's just more personal. So I do like to use Pinterest for that for sure.
Okay, so let's take a quick break right here, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about how you guys accumulate your points and miles.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So tell me a little bit about how you use points and miles when you travel and kind of your go-to credit cards.
Yeah, so I knew nothing about points and miles when I started working at TPG almost 2 years ago. And now I'm the person that my friends are like, what credit card should I get? And even like random people on Instagram. The primary way to get points and miles just in general is through sign-up bonuses on credit cards. As far as everyday spend, if you've been paying attention, I really like food. So my Amex Gold is really my go-to. It gives you $120 statement credit and 4x points on dining. So it really does add up. So that's kind of my go-to for food. And then just in terms of like everyday purchases, I go to SoulCycle or, you know, go shopping, whatever basic girls do in Manhattan. I use either my Amex every day or my Chase Freedom. And in terms of my favorite overall travel card, probably going to have to say Amex Platinum. I think that the perks it gives you, I know this is like such a debate in the points and miles world, but I like the perks it gives you better than the reserve. I like my Sky Club access and my Centurion Lounge access. Yeah. The 5X on airfare is huge. And even just like the elite status that it gives you. I now have gold status on Marriott, which isn't huge, but you know,
it's something.
Yeah. It adds up. The thing is, though, is because I've used my Amex cards a lot, I got a ton of Amex points. So I transferred 58,000 to Aeroplan, which is Air Canada's loyalty program, and it shows award availability, which is another way to say using your points for a flight on different Star Alliance airlines, mm-hmm. such as United, Lufthansa, Turkish. So I was able to book a one-way trip to Croatia on Turkish Airlines in business, which like was honestly unreal. The food was really good. It lives up to the hype. And yeah, it was a really, really good way to like start my trip. And I think I only paid like $10 in taxes and fees or something like that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And some carriers do have fuel surcharges through airplane, but Turkish does not.
Yeah, Lufthansa has big surcharges. So look out for that one.
How about you, Danielle?
So unlike Sam, I use the CSR.
All right.
Ooh, we got a rivalry here.
So I have the CSR.
Which is the Chase Sapphire Reserve.
Yes. The Chase Freedom Unlimited. And I have the Chase Freedom, actually.
That is the trifecta.
Yes. All I just right. need to ding, ding, be ding, a ding, business ding. Now and get the ink.
Yeah.
But I, like Sam, I eat out a lot. So 3x points on CSR is great. Travel, Ubers. I mean, it gives me a good excuse to get Ubers when I shouldn't be. Especially when you have that $300 credit. Yep. It's like, oh, I got $300 credit. Whatever. Let me buy Ubers everywhere I go.
Yeah, I get $200 on my Amex Platinum.
I actually have a question. So So I have a Delta Amex Platinum, which gets you like free baggage and stuff. But then also I want to use my CSR because I get the points and also the travel protection.
Yeah.
But also free baggage. So, like, how do you pick?
Well, so the Platinum really comes in handy if you're trying to earn medallion qualifying miles.
That
was
almost silver.
Oh,
isn't
very
that
close.
Amazing?
Silver within
silver?
Sight. Yes.
Can I have your autograph?
Silver's such an...
No, it was last year.
Okay. It really depends a lot on, you know, how, like, how you travel and how you spend. But if you're not going for status and, you know, you use the CSR for most of your purchases, it might not make sense to pay the annual fee on the Delta Platinum as well.
More so when I'm booking a flight, do I want to get that free baggage or do I want to feel safe with the travel protection?
Right, because you need to book it with the Delta card. Well,
yeah,
that's
a
good question.
Baggage. And that's what
I'm
always like, what should I do?
You need to earn the silver status so that you get a free bag anyway.
Yeah, I know. Maybe this
good
year.
Good workaround.
Maybe
so
this year.
Have you transferred your Chase points to partners at all?
I only really started out with the CSR, so only the China Eastern trip that I did.
Okay, and you booked that directly so that you got 1.5 cents in value towards a paid ticket, which gives you kind of unlimited options.
I just did it on Chase.
Yes, perfect. Well
I'm
done.
Learning.
Good redemption.
You did well.
No, but and then another card I really love is the IHG card, just for having it. You're a platinum member.
And
you love your IHG
you get
hotels.
A free night.
Yeah,
each
and
year.
You get a free night. I mean, unfortunately, they downgraded it. Now it has to be under 40,000 points. But before, you know, that's how I used that card when I went to Moorea and I was staying at the Intercontinental Moorea and it was amazing.
That's what I did at the Intercontinental Bora Bora Moana.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's such a great card. And like when I went, other places do this too, but when I went there, they literally made me feel like a princess. Like as soon as I got there, they brought me to a special spot with champagne. Yeah, I'm sure you feel like a princess. But and then they had a whole dinner, like a VIP dinner, and they brought us out during sunset with pesto hors d'oeuvres and champagne. It was amazing.
Oh.
That was at Intercontinental in Bora Bora.
You're making me feel so bad about my Moana choice.
Hey, I haven't been to any of these.
That's a great movie, by the way. But
I watched Moana.
Such a good movie.
I watched it on my way back.
Yeah.
It was so
on brand.
Let's wrap up by telling me how to find your content on social media, Destination Danielle.
Yeah. Well, that's it. At Destination Danielle. I try to have fun, you know, pictures of pretty places. So give me a follow.
And I'm Samantha_Rosen, R-O-S-E-N. Don't forget to follow the points guy on Instagram. We run that.
Oh, I always
shameless
forget that
plug.
Good job.
And the
okay.
points
shameless
pups,
promo.
They're very
and the
cute.
Points pups, they are really cute.
Follow all of our socials while we're at it.
Just follow
we
all of us.
We have Facebook. We have Twitter.
We have all the
Pinterest,
things.
Everything.
Please
Pinterest,
follow
LinkedIn.
Well, thank you so
follow
much for
me
joining.
Follow me on Twitter, too. Thank you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Thank you for coming. Safe travels, everyone.
Thanks for having us,
Bye.
Zach.
That's all for this episode of Miles Away. Thanks again to Sam Rosen, TPG's social media editor, and Danielle Vito, our social media producer, for joining me on the podcast today. This episode was produced by Margaret Kelly and Caroline Chagrin, with editing by Ryan Gabus. Our music is by Alex Schiff. If you've been enjoying Miles Away so far, please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you choose to listen.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.